Tēnā koutou katoa and welcome back to the next edition of Toi Hauora, Puta ki te ao marama, preparing for a new reality. The approach to COVID-19 taken in Aotearoa to isolate at home has resulted in almost eliminating transmission of the virus. We are now working towards returning to business activities, schooling, cultural activities, socialising and a new reality. Expanding our bubbles, continuing tapu and public health practices such as physical distancing and hand washing, and maintaining the gains that have occurred in both the natural environment and within our minds, hearts and homes can benefit from taking a Māori approach. The pūrākau of the separation of rangi and papa provides some guidance on how we might work together to successfully move through the cycle of regeneration from te kore to te pō to te ao marama, to a renewed state of flourishing or Māori order. The rapid change to isolation and restrictions of alert level 4 could be likened to the beginning of time, te kore, the void, without sound, light or movement, unknowing, or Māori noho. The potential to reduce these restrictions can be likened to the second phase of creation, te pō, the darkness, in which papatuanuku and rangi nui developed. Locked in a firm, loving embrace, they produced many children who were confined in darkness, but protected. Although Māori tau, they soon yearned for space, light, and new experiences. After much deliberation and planning, Tāne Mahuta succeeded in separating their parents and releasing the children into te ao marama, the world of light and consciousness, and Māori oho. Rangi Nui continues to provide protection from above. Papatuanuku continues to nurture us from the land beneath. Their many children propagate the environment in between in which we live. Let us follow this template of planning and working together to recover from the impact of lockdown, gradually extend our bubbles, maintain the gains made, and create new realities in Māori order. Let us not forget that we will still need precautions to continue to constrain transmission of the virus. Finally, let us not forget the reciprocal relationship that we have with rangi, papa, and their tamariki, and the potential impact of human consumption on the environment that protects and nourishes us. Ka puta ki te whai ao ki te ao marama. Emergence into the world of light, the world of enlightenment.